Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Jean Tan, who is the executive director of the Singapore Bicentennial Office. Many of you may have been to the Bicentennial Experience over at Fort Canning Park. It has just been announced that it's going to be extended till the end of the year. Jean, welcome. Thanks for coming on Weekend Mornings today with us.
Hi, Glenn. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Hi, Neil.
Hello. Well, let's kick off with the experience. We've both seen it. We both think it's spectacular.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in more detail. But first, why has it been such a success, in your opinion? What has been the reaction from the public?
I think it's really taken the idea that history is for everyone. I mean, there were thoughts that Singaporeans do not care about history. Mm. They care about bread and butter. They care about covered walkways, but not history. So I think we decided we would not underestimate Singaporeans, but we would present history in a way that's engaging, that's cinematic. It's history you don't have to learn or study. It's history that you experience.
Now, so just for some people, the few Singaporeans and others who haven't been to it.
Four people listening.
Yeah, the four listeners who haven't taken the time to get there, but who should get there before the end of the year. Tell us, just walk us through briefly what the experience looks like.
Sure. Yeah. So it has five acts, five different experiences. And you
kind
go
of five
through,
different rooms.
Yeah, five yeah. different rooms. Yeah. And you go through five rooms and experience 700 years of Singapore's history.
Mm.
And every era in the 700 years is treated differently. Mm. Glenn, I don't want to give away too much. It's like giving away spoilers.
No, I agree, ending. I agree. Yeah. There's parts of it that you cannot give away.
But yeah. It's not just looking at maps and you know things on the wall. It's a very interactive experience from my perspective.
Absolutely. And very, I would say, immersive. And it is something akin to an eyewitness to Singapore history.
Hmm.
You just drop into moments in history and you're experiencing it. We have filmmakers, we have theatre practitioners, we have choreographers. So that gives you a little bit of idea of what the experience
and
is like.
And live actors, of course, in the early parts, right?
That's a spoiler, but that's good.
I thought that bit was, I read that in the newspapers. I could say, I didn't say what they were doing.
Sure. But most people are surprised that they were live actors. Yeah. A lot of them thought they were holographics.
Yeah, at first I thought so, and then when you look closer, but that's good. Now, Jean, of course, talking with Jean Tan, the executive director of the Singapore Bicentennial Office, was it important to do this at Fort Canning? I mean, that is the scene of the seat of 700 years of history here in terms of the original Sultan that, you know, being here and the
Malay kings
and the Malay kings and all that. Why was it important to, or was it part of the process to actually do it in Fort Canning for that reason?
Well, initially you wanted to do it in a usual exhibition hall, like in the Marina Bay Sands or Sun Trak, because you have all the space that you need.
Oh, right.
So Fort Canning was extremely challenging, but we took up that challenge because it is so symbolic.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's the seat of Singapore's beginnings 700 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it's a wonderful location. I mean, retrospectively, you couldn't have put it anywhere else. If you'd have put it at MBS, for argument's sake, you might have been accused of being a bit tacky. You know what I mean? If you've put it there, I think Fort Canning is the perfect place. You've got the colonial history, of course. The battle box is just across the way there.
Right.
And, of course, you've got the Malay history there with the kings and so on. I mean, I think it's extraordinary. I mean, just to put listeners who haven't yet seen it and really should try before the end of the year, I'll just say the part about raffles, I won't say anything about it, except to say you feel like you are there. It is the most tactile experience I have ever had in any museum around the world. You feel like you're there at the signing when, you know, the East India Company takes Singapore. It's just extraordinary. I mean, how did that come about?
We had done actually the Future of Us, which is my previous project. And with that project, the initial thought, I'm sorry if I'm going off course a little bit.
No, it's good.
It is the evolution of the Bicentennial. So when we did that, the initial thinking was to put booths, you know, by different agencies to talk about their plans for the future. And I was like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we should create a future that you experience. Mm. So we brought that to the Bicentennial. I had very little time in the Future of Us. So, you know, it came out the way it was. It was still successful.
Mm.
But the Bicentennial had 3 years. So right from the start, we said, we're going to Nolanize this. Because I was reading the Dark Knight trilogy, this hardback by Christopher Nolan and his collaborators. And he talked about how to make something mainstream. He had just come off Memento, which is an indie film. So he said, I'm going to do something with Batman. I'm going to make that mainstream. I'm going to make it emotional. And I thought, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to make history emotional for people. We're going to make history something that you experience as if you were there.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that over 600,000 people have attended this. You were expecting maybe half that number. What have you learned in the process about the people who have attended and their interest in the history of Singapore?
I think a lot of them said, and sadly for me, a lot of them said that this is better than a history book. Because I think books are brilliant. So they see that history has come alive. So a lot of them find it very difficult to read chunks of text. These are exact quotes from visitors. I don't like chunks of text. I don't like to be told what my history is. And I certainly don't like to go in a very disconnected way from one item to another. A lot of them also said that they don't like to just sit and watch a movie for an hour about Singapore history because that feels like a documentary. So they wanted the experience that we had and they were surprised.
Well, I think this obsession with, I write books, as you know, and this idea that one is either or is nonsense. I mean, it doesn't cannibalize history books. It's a complementary service to history books. If anything, I would say that you watch this exhibition, this interactive exhibition, and then hopefully you go away and read possibly about the areas that interest you, whether it's the early Malay kings or it's a Japanese occupation or Raffles or so on. And I'm sure that has been a knock-on effect from it. I know for a fact, you know, not plugging myself, but I know for a fact that people have read some aspects of my books and other Singapore books as a consequence of going to the exhibition. Now, that's only got to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, and one of the best-selling items in our merchandise store is the 700-year book.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. I didn't get it, but I was asking my wife, should we get this, honey? Because it really looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing. And not just books. You know, I'm quite agnostic about how people pursue their interest in Singapore history after the show. So they could Google, they could go to the museum, they could read the book. And the thing is, most of the kids say, I'm interested in history now. This has piqued my curiosity like no other lessons can. And I want to find out more.
Well, I have one very serious and sensitive question, if I may put you on the spot. The Raffles part is one of my highlights of the exhibition, but you didn't ask me. You didn't ask me, Gene, to play Raffles, and I've played Raffles in a movie. Have I ever mentioned that, Glenn? Have I ever mentioned that I played Raffles in a movie?
Only 60 or 70 times in the last few months.
Yeah. I mentioned it every week.
I know. Neil, I've told you before, you're too tall.
I'm too tall and too old.
Too tall.
I'm too old.
You're too tall, and you look too good to be Raffles.
We're going to have to chop you off
and
at the
Raffles
knees.
Raffles was dead by now when he was my age.
Gene, you know, the success of this immersive experience, I think, could say a lot about perhaps the way forward for other Singapore exhibits, for the other Singapore museums. You know, the History Museum is beautiful and wonderful things, but does the response to this indicate to you that maybe, you know, we need to rethink how we are exhibiting items in Singapore or telling not only the Singapore history story, but other stories as well?
Absolutely. I think the National Museum has been a brilliant partner for us. They helped us a lot in their research, and they've made steps towards that. But I want to talk about this exhibition that I saw in London several years ago, another inspiration for the Bicentennial. It was an opera exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And, you know, usually people think of opera, they think it's so stuffy and it's so rarefied. It had moving sets, it had an audio guide, it had almost like an idiot's guide to opera. Giant text, different fonts, just plastered all over the room. So every room that you walked into, you felt you're in that era of opera. And if the V&A and opera can do it, I think we can do it.
Yeah, I saw from your social media posts the various places you'd been to. I'm just genuinely curious, apart from the Victoria and Albert Museum, what other places did you visit that were inspirational for you, that motivated you to make this exhibition so good?
About 2 years ago, I went to the International Expo at Kazakhstan. This is at Astana. And I was walking through all the different pavilions. So one of the pavilions that I went to was the Monaco Pavilion. And it was this giant installation that showed how climate change would affect the world. And it had all these moving mechanisms set to music, like the giant sails of a ship. And I thought, that is so emotional. And you have seen this show, Neil. You see parts of that. So that was an inspiration. But also a lot of movies. I watch a lot of movies. I watch Choi Hak, this Hong Kong director.
Choi Hak,
Chinese
sure.
ghost
yeah.
stories.
Yeah.
He did this wonderful film called Detective D, Phantom Flame, and he did this beautiful world built around Chang'an, which is the Tang Dynasty capital. Never done before. And I thought, yeah, we need to do world building here. We're not going to show you a panel. we need to show you the world.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, talking with Gene Tan, who is the executive director of the Singapore Bicentennial Office and in charge for putting together the Bicentennial Experience at Fort Canning until December the 31st. Get your tickets and go. But Gene, you are also formerly the director of the National Library of Singapore and the Memory Project there, which to me was a very interesting project, collecting over a million interviews with Singaporeans about their experience of Singapore going way back. Is that kind of a project also an important adjunct, an important sidebar to the Bicentennial Experience, so that we can actually know from Singaporeans in their own voice what their experience has been like?
Yeah, it's almost like a trilogy, if I may say so.
Oh, okay.
And that was the start of the trilogy, when I was just feeling my way around. And one of the things that we realized was we didn't want to categorize people. I was telling an interviewer that I like the messiness of it. The messiness of everyone having a story, but not profiling the story so that we have enough stories in every category of people.
Yeah.
We're just interviewing people, just anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no target because everyone had a story that was so interesting. It's almost like small data versus big data. So everyone's obsessed with big data. So we wanted the small data of Singapore experiences.
Mm.
And to some extent, that's what we were teasing on the Bicentennial. The little stories, like the World War II story,
yeah,
if it had been, is very, very different, yeah, from other World War II experiences in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. And I know you're not directly linked to that memory project anymore, but that is still going on. People can still experience that at the National Library and see that if they want to. Gene, thank you so much for coming on to Weekend Mornings this weekend. And it's great to hear about the Bicentennial Experience, the fact that it's being extended till the end of the year. Where can people get their tickets?
They can get this online at bicentennial.sg. I do have to say that all the tickets in November and all the weekend tickets in December are gone.
Wow.
But we are releasing a fresh batch of tickets on the 21st of November at 8 a.m. sharp.
So can I ask two things very briefly? With the figures that have already, you said 621,000-ish, plus the tickets coming up, what figure are you heading towards? Is there a figure in mind? Are you going to get to 700, 800, or you don't want to say? Or
oh, I absolutely want to say this. We're going to hit the iconic symbolic figure of 700.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
Isn't that cool?
Which is part one of the part two I wanted to ask is, and I probably know the answer to this, is there any chance it could be extended further? If it was up to me, and of course it isn't, it would be a permanent exhibition, but I know logistically that can't happen. But is it December 31st, and that's definitely it now?
Yes, that's it. But Neil, I think this needs a sequel.
A sequel? Yeah. Yes. Mm. Do I get to be in it?
Oh,
not as Raffles.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
No,
a sequel,
that, yeah.
I absolutely think what you've done is absolutely groundbreaking. It is by far the best exhibition I've ever seen anywhere in the world.
Mm.
I've seen some great interactive, tactile experiences. I remember Alcatraz Prison being a standout, Louvre Museum in Paris being particularly good, Transport Museum in London. I mean, I can go on and on. But this, for in terms of its interactiveness, to putting you in the different scenes and different chapters of Singapore history, young and old, I've never seen anything like it. If anybody hasn't seen it yet, you heard December 31st, go and see it.
Yep. Gene, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.